There's an Esso gas station in Sylvan Lake, Alberta, Canada, that, in fact, has nothing to do with the Curious band called Sylvan Esso. You've probably heard them in this AT&T commercial in heavy rotation right now, but mostly they are a successful, jolly, musical bus of fans who can hum every tune from the fusion, folk, pop, the categories are kind of meaningless to your band, and who can't get enough of Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn. The duo says their name actually comes from the video game Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery, but this vocal and synthesizer-driven husband and wife team are the first to admit their musical joy is plain old pop, more Sonny and Cher than Depeche Mode.
The part that I love about it is that we make each other better, or we're larger than the sum of our parts.
I'm a huge fan of hers. Like, I loved Mountain Man. I love what she writes on her own. And so I think when I hear something that she's written, what I want to do is create something around it that shows other people what I love about it. Maybe like to kind of contextualize it the way I see it. And I think she kind of does the same thing for me.
Your band was Mountain Man. I mean, were you originally thinking, I'll just be like kind of a folk singer sort of
hippie-ish
thing? No.
I always wanted to make pop songs.
Really?
Yeah, that was my goal. Or I grew up listening to pop music.
Was there an instrument of you, or was it your voice?
It was always my voice. I mean, like, one, I'm really dyslexic. So the idea of learning any instrument deeper than getting the notes that I want out of it is really, really daunting to me.
I've never heard that excuse. You know, I can't. I wish I'd taken up an instrument, but I'm too dyslexic. I've never heard that before, ever.
Yeah, they're all excuses.
Well, also, here's the thing. Like, I don't have a great voice. I don't have a great singing voice. I think if you have a great singing voice, you're like, oh, I can make music now. Whereas the rest of us trolls in our parents' basements were, you know, sitting there being like, well, I can't sing. I have to figure out something else I can do. So I better pour 10,000 hours into this guitar, you know?
So you're like the guitarist become the keyboard DJ kind of thing?
I played bass. Bass is probably my main instrument. I played that in jazz band in high school. I played saxophone. But I was always kind of more interested in composition. I went to college for composition.
Oh, how impressive.
I did. Well, I dropped out, so,
So he dropped out. That impressed you, right? Let's hear, because your mother is a radio producer, I happen to know. Let's hear the song Radio. Pop song, don't you want to sing along? Say it to the radio. I feel like it's all about my career.
We have this joke that people always want to come up to you and tell you what your songs are about, and your songs are about them, which is great.
Great. I feel like a fanboy.
No, it's...
Could you slide my wrist, please? Yeah, totally.
What is your most pop tune these days on this album? What would you say is your most, you know, in the old days, with a bullet, rise to number one?
Well, it's tough because that last song you played, Radio, is kind of about the idea of having one of those.
Yeah, and that's the most straight ahead one that we have.
Well, on purpose, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Die Young is I think that's a pretty great song.
That's
true.
I was gonna die young. Yeah, Die Young is like a real, it's just simply a love song, which is one of the first love songs I've ever really written that's just about that.
Let's hear Kick.
Mm-hmm. Kick, Jump, Twist.
Give me a little preamble.
Kick, Jump, Twist is just about practicing for all of the attention you're going to eventually get. And like, you know, when you're a kid and you're like practicing being a human being, and then that translates into practicing preparing to be famous, whether or not that actually happens.
My 15-year-old daughter does that.
Right? Yeah. A lot of time spent in front of the mirror, a lot of singing into hairbrushes.
I did not do much of that at all, and my staff can attest to that. I need a hairbrush. That's for sure. All right, let's hear it. What if
They call you, then you go away. The highway, an airport, every day. You don't care, you're moving anyway. Every day, kick, don't twist. Kick, don't twist.
That's so great. You achieved so much with so, I mean, bigger than the sum of your parts. I mean, you, it's such a vast canvas you make with so little.
Thank you very much.
Who do you want to cover you? Who would you love to have cover you?
You know, I have a lot of opinions about covers in general. I think there are some songs you shouldn't be allowed to cover. I don't know if I've never thought of anybody else covering our songs.
But you always think of who we'd want to cover.
Yeah, it's true. But I have a cut and fast rule that you can't cover the Beatles or Prince or Bowie. And everyone's covering Bowie right now. And I think
that's
wrong.
Prince, yeah.
But most people don't go for Prince because Prince is so hard.
Yeah, the range.
You know? Yeah, the range and also the spirit. I think you should only cover a song if you think that there was like a section of it that wasn't seen through to fruition in the original song.
Mm. So you have to add something to the song if you're covering it.
I think so.
Did Hendrix add something to Watchtower?
Yes.
Definitely.
Still love the John Wesley Harding version.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But I think he did.
Mm-hmm. And Bruce Hornsby added something new to his cover of Little Wing.
Well, and you know,
is true.
We've talked about this before, but that Fiona Apple cover
of Across the
Across
Universe.
The Universe breaks
the rule. Your
rule.
Yeah, that's the only one.
And that's a fantastic cover.
Mm-hmm.
Things you need to do on your next album, things you're dying to do, next stage.
Just want to get better. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a new goal for me, is trying to figure out how to improve now that we've done it. I'd like to start, instead of like proving the fact that I could do it, now getting better. That's something that Meryl Garbus from Tune Yards told me about. I hadn't realized it until our first record. She was like, you're always doing well if you're learning. And I realized that I hadn't learned anything.
You're just trying to prove it.
While.
You're proving that you could do it.
Fighting so hard.
Yeah.
And now that I feel like we've gotten far along the fight, that I can now start learning again.
That's Amelia Meath and Nick Sanborn of Sylvan Esso. Their second album, What Now, is out on Friday.
I'm washing with all my friends in the kitchen, drying dishes, turning, twisting, until we can run.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.